Laws change. From GovTrack.us, we get this. Since World War II, the earliest we have data, Congress has typically enacted 4 to 6 million words of new law in each two-year Congress. So, if the average person can read 250 words a minute, it would take the average person about 333 hours to read all the words and all the bills created by each two-year Congress. That's a little over 2 months of 40-hour weeks. Why would anyone want to read all the laws passed by Congress? Because ignorance of the law is no excuse. You are responsible for obeying every one of the 4 to 6 million words enshrined into law by Congress, not to mention state, county, and city laws. If the average wage is $25 an hour, this idea that ignorance of the law is no excuse imposes the financial burden of a little over $4,000 a year on every man, woman, and child in the USA, just from the feds. And that's just to read the law. It doesn't include the cost of actually obeying the law. Of course, no one really reads all the laws created by the Congress critters. Not even the Congress critters. Of course, no one really obeys all the laws created by the Congress critters. Not even the Congress critters. If you think this situation is absurd, you're my kind of person. The 117th Congress enacted 1,234 bills while they were in session from 2021 to 2023. Now that's peculiar. If the Congress is composed of mostly rational people who respond rationally to their incentives, what incentives do these Congress critters have to pass so many laws with so many words? It all actually sounds like a lot of work to me. The Congress critters don't get paid more if they pass more laws with more words. Or maybe they do get paid more for more laws. Their salaries and benefits don't increase if they pass more laws, but their opportunities to accept bribes do increase if they pass more laws. And of course, the politicians can also accept bribes about bills that are created but don't actually pass. But maybe that's all wrong. Maybe most politicians don't take bribes. Maybe there's some other reason the politicians pass so many laws. It could be that politicians are always changing the law because people learn the law and they learn how to resist the law. Maybe the politicians are just changing the laws to maximize compliance. More money and power for the state. That might also explain why the laws are so complicated and difficult to understand. That makes it take more time and effort for the public to create effective resistance mechanisms. Maybe our society is just a giant symbolic oscillator, with power switching back and forth between the people and the state, as the laws and perceptions change. I have trouble imagining a scenario that describes the observed behavior of the government actors. If most of the government actors are mostly honest, I'm open to suggestions. Or maybe we could eliminate a lot of waste motion by creating a society with only one law. A society where everyone has the right to just say no. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.